Do you love your neighbor? I see lots of posts, t-shirts, and memes talking about it, but do we actually do it? If we proclaim it and don't live it, then we are simply full of noise. Loving our neighbor is not just a phrase, it's obedience to God. Jesus made that clear in Matthew 22. But what does that look like? Let's bring it home literally. Think about where you live. Do you even know your neighbors? We are so busy and we zip in and out of our driveways with our heads down most of the time, not even wanting to have a conversation with our neighbor, much less love them. We send money for missions all over the world while the family across the street doesn't know Jesus. We are here for such a time as this. Where we live is no accident. We are called to shine the light of Jesus and love our neighbor. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. If we are the light of the world, then how are we doing? We may light our yards up this Christmas like Clark Griswold, but if we don't give away the love of Jesus, we aren't shining what matters most. So I want to challenge you to bless your neighbors this Christmas. And as you do, you could change the world. My sweet husband discovered a book by Dave and John Ferguson. It's called Bless, 5 Everyday Ways to Love Your Neighbor and Change the World. Each letter of the word bless is a step to take to help you share the love of Jesus with those God has placed around you. I love it, so let's walk through it together. B, begin with prayer. Jesus constantly retreated to pray, seeking the will of the Father. Let's start there. Take time each day to pray for your neighbors. Ask God to show you where to begin or even provide an opportunity to connect with someone. L, listen. Simply stop talking. We are so self-consumed. As you connect with a neighbor, listen more than you speak. Ask good questions. Start with how are you doing? Listening often can be the kindest and most loving gift you could give anyone this Christmas. E, eat. Jesus loved to eat, and he made it a common practice with purpose. We should do the same. Be intentional to share a meal with a neighbor. This will move any relationship toward a deeper friendship. S, serve. Jesus washed feet. We can do the same. As we get to know our neighbors, we'll understand their needs and how maybe some small act of service could bless them this Christmas. Maybe it's helping hang Christmas lights or offer to babysit so a single mom can get some Christmas shopping done. It's a selfless way to love your neighbor. And the last S is for story. As you connect and love your neighbor, at some point you'll get to share a bit more of who you are and your story. What a beautiful time of year when so many see Jesus in a manger, but maybe don't have a clue what his birth really means for their life. He is the hope of all the earth, and you could share your story of what that means to you. What a gift. A simple way to bless your neighbors this Christmas. Begin with prayer, listen, eat a meal, serve, and share your story. If we make this an ongoing prayer and practice, we'll be giving away so much more than fruitcake or Christmas candy to our neighbors this season. We'll be loving them well. It's what we're called to do, and it's what loving your neighbor really looks like. That's the truth. Bless those around you this Christmas. There's no greater gift. I'm Lori Klein.